fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
What's that, Sweet William? Channel 5 plus 1, are they going to send somebody back to San Francisco to find out if gay marriage is legal in Idaho? Repeating our top story, the U.S. Supreme Court today declined to take up the hotly contested issue of gay marriage, a surprise move that will allow gay men and women to marry in five states where same-sex weddings were previously banned. That would be Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, Wisconsin, and Indiana. The court left intact lower court rulings that struck down the bans. You know, it's amazing when you think about the country and just how crazy it was. You had over 35 states that passed constitutional amendments protecting the right of marriage between a man and a woman. That's been thrown out because of the judicial system. We'll get your reaction to that coming up, plus remembering music icon Paul Revere with our friend David Ferdinand. We're joined now by Sherry Abar. She's running for the state school superintendent. Ms. Abar, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Look, busy as always. How goes the race?
Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for having me on this morning to talk about one of my most favorite subjects, which happens to be education. But the race is going well. Thank you for asking.
Well, what really, if you could define that when you're taking a look at how it's playing out, what's the difference between you and your opponent, Jana Jones?
Well, I'm an educator with Frontlines experience, nearly 20 years. I have not taken a break from education and been on the outside of the business world. I have experience in all phases. I've been a classroom teacher for 11 years. I was also a vice principal of a junior high and a principal, was moved over to an elementary school where that school under my leadership went from failing status to four-star status. Also currently hold a federal programs and curriculum director position. I'm a certified superintendent. I hold two endorsements and three degrees from the state of Idaho. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree in elementary education, a master's degree in educational leadership, and an educational specialist degree with an emphasis or specialist in the superintendency. So I have current experience in the field, and I believe that is what Idaho is looking for, is an educational leader, because we are related to achievement, closest to the kids.
Well, but on the other hand, you have people saying that the state isn't doing well, and you've got to replace state school superintendent Tom Luna, who had a controversial run. Does being a Republican hurt or help you?
You know, this is about Idahoans, and certainly I'm proud to be a Republican and a conservative leader with a vision for the future. The past is done. Although we can't change it, we need to work on not repeating it and maintain our focus on having good planning in place and a process that starts several years earlier. So I am that leader that's conservative with a vision for the future. We'll not make excuses for missteps, but, you know,
sure.
We need
what
to
is
move
the
on.
What is the vision as far as getting Idaho out of, you know, what a lot of critics have said, Ms. Abar, Mrs. Abar, that we're in the last place in education? We've got these ads saying that Governor Otter and Tom Luna did this. Now, again, you're talking about your vision in the future, but you've got to deal with those things. How do you solve that problem as a frontline educator?
Well, I think it's a very common misconception to say that schools are broken and nothing's been done correctly. We tend to focus on the negative a lot, and where we land last is for funding. Achievement actually is stagnant in Idaho, and that's where I will come into play with a vision for the future and address the whole child. And what that means, simply stated, is focus on the unique needs of each child as an individual. We know they all grow and learn at different rates, and we need to respect that. We also don't focus on some of the wonderful things in Idaho that we have done, which is very disrespectful to the people that have been on the front lines trying to move us forward with the very little that they've had to work with. There's a lot of research out there that states, you know, it's not funding that relates to education, educational achievement, is parental involvement. And that, again, is part of the platform of Address the Whole Child. Get involved, roll your sleeves up, get on the front lines, and focus on your vision for the future, which is Address the Whole Child with three top priorities, which is safety and support.
Right, hold on. Let's have a conversation here at 580KIDO. A lot of people don't have time or the education expertise to do this. And now are you debating that we are not in the bottom when it comes to scores and everything that have been said by everybody else?
Absolutely not. As I'm traveling the state of Idaho, it is a fact that we are at the bottom for funding. But, people want to get involved as I'm traveling, and that's the beauty of local control. That's what they mean. Give that back to us and let us make decisions on that Address the Whole Child model, which is what is best for the unique needs of our students in our community. Again, we're last for funding, and there's not a lot of research out there that says if you throw more money at it, well, that's just what's going to raise achievement in Idaho. You have to maintain a focus. Now, of course, I'm not what superintendent would not want more money for education, but I have a sneaking suspicion if we had all the money in the world, it still wouldn't be enough. I will shake every tree and turn over every rock to find more funding, but until you know exactly where that money is going and you let local school districts have more control over their spending, don't ask for more.
So how do you look at all the local levies that have passed? You have folks, and look, you're a real-time administrator. You're there. You deal with this each and every day, and we just talk about it here at 580KIDO, but all these levies that have passed and people have said, we've cut education to the bone. We need more money. And you're saying, look, we need to figure out where the money's going from. So how do you address those folks like Meridian just shot down a levy or a bond for over $100 million because they need new schools? And we see these levies all the time. Again, you're on it more than we are. So how do you address those folks that say they want more money or need it?
Well, being on the front lines, I think it's important to remember that the state superintendent of public instruction is not, and this is a great way to explain it, their responsibility is not the how. How is it funded and how much we receive? We are the what. What do you do with it? Now, that doesn't mean I won't be the person who walks alongside the legislators and lets them know that that's an example of inadequate funding. Adequate funding is what I support. And what that looks like is not four-day work weeks, not the basic supplies, and not large classrooms at the lower levels. And so that will be my responsibility, and I'm not weak in my ability to influence others, have a lot of support from the legislators, and in pointing out, being on the front lines, hey, this is not working. We have got to do things differently, and I know that's what Idaho is looking for in their next educational leader.
580KIDO, so let's talk a little bit about some of the issues that you addressed in the primary. A lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives, ma'am, have an issue with Common Core. Your thoughts, we've heard it before, but again, for people that are just tuning in, getting reintroduced to you, tell us about your thoughts on Common Core and whether or not it is the solution to some of our challenges in education here.
You know, it's become a political football, and there's a lot of misconceptions out there about it. It doesn't dictate lessons. It doesn't dictate curriculum. As I'm talking to folks and traveling, most of them agree that we have always had standards, and if we're stagnant in achievement, then we need to do something different. So we needed new standards. The adoption process, the way it was rolled out, those are their concerns, and the testing piece, that is a concern as well, because if it's the standards themselves that hold us accountable, and then we have this test that was invented to police that, that's not in the best interest of Idaho's kids. The other thing is the test takes one snapshot of kids in one day of their lives, and then we use that as a weapon to shame school districts and kids and teachers. Again, that's not in the best interest of our students. A test that was invented to police the standards is just not the Idaho way. I will drag my feet every step of the way that towards anything that could cause us to lose control statewide, local-wide, any of that. But we have to do things differently, and I'm the one that's on the front lines and knows exactly the direction we're going and can work with legislators to let them know this is the direction and the vision for the future and the way that Idaho wants things done and done correctly. And it works because I've taken a failing school to four-star status by empowering teachers, stretching the dollar, and making sure we have a vision on the future.
Sherry Barr with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Brian in Meridian at 580KIDO for Sherry Barr. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning, Brian.
I have a question for you. We know that athletics are a special privilege as qualified in state law. My research has found that on average 7.7% of schools' budget are spent on athletics. Now, I myself enjoy watching athletics here and there, having participated in them when I was in Hunt High School, though as a student manager. What would we want to see? Now, what I'm getting at is that Mountain View High School in Meridian, 54% of its land is dedicated to athletics, and over 34% of its budget when it was built was geared toward the athletics. How can we justify needing more money from the people in the form of bonds or from the state legislatures if such high amounts of property, land, and cost are going towards a privileged activity that should be funded of itself outside of tax dollars? What is your take on how that would apply to fiscal conservancy?
Well, I appreciate your question this morning, and I do realize that athletics are a way of keeping students in school and support those. But again, it is the job of the state superintendent to get the mandates out to the 115 school districts that I will be working with. That is a local control issue, and again, that just relates back to having a plan for the future with their spending in their area. And so that would be, it prioritizes their spending. What are they going to spend it on? How are they going to expend it? Are they involving all stakeholders? Are they evaluating, and are they letting every day reflect their strategic plan for spending in their district?
That seems to be a conflict of qualifiers in that the state is making Common Core a requirement across the board, yet are saying no, control of your local resources regarding athletics and stuff is a local issue, but yet at the same time crying out for more budget money from the legislators towards our education. I would prefer that, yes, we continue with athletics, but they need to be put into direct perspective as to how we are seeking to implement our better education for our children as they're heading out of into the world.
Well, and I agree with you, and I appreciate the Common Core comment that you just made, because, again, that's the piece. The standards are what we need to support higher standards, but none of the other package where we lose control should we accept ever as Idahoans. And so, again, it doesn't dictate lesson plans or curriculum. And, again, this is going to bring more local control, the standards, to those school districts. But anything else, we need to really have a superintendent like myself in place that drags their feet and doesn't embrace any other part of that is a whole package.
All right.
Just the standards piece.
Fair enough. Thank you, Brian. Ms. Sabar, we're going to have you back for more time. We appreciate it, and good luck to you for your website. If people would like that, what can they do?
Oh, I really appreciate that. Get out and vote. Stop and speak with me when you have the opportunity. Look and see all the events on my website. You know, I've touched all four corners of the state. We'll be touching that again before the election. I really, really, really appreciate this time and your listeners out there. It was exciting this morning to get to talk about education, and I am looking forward to coming back and taking more calls from the public.
Oh, that'll be great. We just have the gay marriage thing, so we've got to cover that. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
And coming up next, the gays win. Your thoughts, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Is it over? The Supreme Court right now just saying they've struck down or they refused. Let me get that right. Thank you. Thank you, Sweet William, for that correction. The Supreme Court has refused to listen to five appeals of the same-sex marriage bans being overturned. So we're talking about, where are we at? Utah. Let me see. Where are we else here? I'm too busy Facebooking with everybody. We're talking about five states that have decided that the federal judges and the Supreme Court have decided Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, Wisconsin, and Indiana will leave the lower court ruling intact that struck down the bans on same-sex marriage. Now, where does Idaho stand? I think we were waiting for Utah. We still have the 11th Circuit, as you saw some of the, well, just one local TV station going to San Francisco, because forget about the budget, forget about jobs, forget about education. It's gay marriage that is the big thing, apparently. But at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Now, by the way, thank you to the U.S. Supreme Court that has not done its job. the gay marriage is legal is jumping from 19 to 30. Coming up next, your thoughts on this, and have we ever seen anything in the history of this great republic where you had states agreeing constitutionally to rewrite their constitution, put in a constitutional amendment defining marriage to be redone by the tyranny of the bench, number one. Number two, didn't the Supreme Court supposedly decide that it was the states that had the rights to do this last time with the DOMA, with the Prop 8, with the Windsor decision? And accurately, as we predicted then, well, we just kind of got it from some legal website, that we would see groups of individuals challenge the same-sex bans, challenge the definition of marriage by using the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause. So you have, as in Idaho, four people who have used, I believe, four lesbians who have used their constitutional rights to undo what 63% of the population has voted on. And by the way, you have more Republicans than Democrats on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court drops the ball. Your thoughts? 580-5436, or maybe you're like one of these non-social conservative Republicans that I get lectured to all the time. You need to be more like us, Kevin Miller. Who cares about social issues? Who cares about social issues? Let's make money. Well, you tell me what marriage is. Time to bring back polygamy? Time to marry as many people, however you feel, left and right? Because really, it's not a cheap shot. It's a question. Where is the standard? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, 821. Let's get you to work safely.
Jones, weekday evenings at 7. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And remembering Paul Revere today, coming up, David Ferdinand will tell us a little bit about that. Going back to the big story here, the Supreme Court declined to take up the issue of gay marriage that will now allow gay marriage in five states, same-sex weddings that were previously banned, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, Wisconsin, and Indiana. Now you have North Carolina, West Virginia, South Carolina, Wyoming, Kansas, and Colorado, which might be next. The high court's decision not to hear the cases were unexpected because most legal experts believed it would want to weigh in on the question of national importance. The issue could still return to the court, but the message was sent by the court declining to hear the matter would be a boost to gay marriage advocates involved in similar litigation in states where they've been banned on the books. Supreme Court of cowards. I think that both sides deserved a hearing on this. We go to Liberal Steve. I wonder what he has to say at 580 KIDO.
Spring is coming in 6 months. Hey! Isn't that great that we used our democracy as it should be used, that we don't let the mob rule, that we go by our Constitution, and what a great day in America. Another great day that
what's so great about it?
Individuals that are in love can profess their love to each other and spend life together and possibly eternity, and it's just great. I mean, I can feel the love in the air out there, you know. And then you got all your Second Amendment people out there. If 63% bought out, like this was bought and sold, like everything is in America. But our Constitution,
you're actually making no sense. So what happens?
What
if
do you mean making no sense? It was bought.
What happens
and sold.
If what happens if you love multiple people? Why should you be limited to one person?
Well, I agree. Why?
So you agree that polygamy should be brought back?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what's the difference between polygamy or living your life out with different girlfriends every 5 years living in your house or your apartment? What's the difference?
And let's say maybe you one day you love men, the next day you love women. Why not be able to do that?
Well, why not?
Why really not, even Kevin have any... Miller? Why not have any limits or any requirements or responsibilities when it comes to marriage? Let's just
no, it's, it's
redefine it, shall we?
It's still called marriage.
I don't think that marriage is between you and several people, and you all trade places when you ring the bell.
Hey, that's up to you, you know. You always go to the sexual. Is that what marriage is about, just sex, Kevin Miller? Is that what marriage is all about, just sex?
Apparently, in this case, it's about same sex.
It's one of the percentages out there, but, you know, get the sex out of the equation and just a life of growing and living together and
so
planning the future.
So over 2,000 years of Western civilization is wrong. The teachings of most major religions are wrong. The Supreme Court and you are correct.
ISIS believes the same thing. And major
we're not talking about ISIS. We're talking about the Supreme Court dropping the ball and deciding not to hear the appeals of the same-sex bans being shut down. Your thoughts on that as we move along? Is this the tipping point? Will we now have people going to the old Ada County Courthouse, going to the Capitol building, ringing the bells for marriage equality, marriage freedom? And personally, I like to hear from our progressive folks that always say, you are good on fiscal issues, but we don't like them socials. I mean, social issues matter. Social conservatism is not dead. But at 580-5436, I've got issues with the Supreme Court. And quite frankly, what is the standard of marriage anymore? What is it? Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
New Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And repeating our top story, the U.S. Supreme Court has decided not to hear the case involving appeals of the same-sex marriage ban. Your thoughts on that at 580-5436. Let's start with Jim. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going back to revisit your student debt briefly because you'll love this story.
Just remember, students come first.
I'm sorry?
Students come first.
You got it. In 1961, I graduated high school, joined the Navy Submarine Service from 61 to 65, got out, and in 66 started 48 years together with my wife, during which we got our education while rearing 32 children, two of our own, two adopted, 28 long-term foster kids, all without student loans. I put her through nursing assistant. She put me through psychiatric technician. Next, I put her through AA degree for her licensed vocational nurse. Next, she put me through my AA and BA bachelor degree for clinical lab scientist. Next, I put her for her.
Okay, we really don't need to get the rundown there.
Really quick.
No, let's make it quick because this is the tune-out
I hear you. For her nursing, and then she put me through my master's. We did this and we used our degrees. We opened our vocational medical schools in California and Hawaii for 37 and a half years. Through most of our education, she worked as a nurse. I worked in hospital labs and taught school at the same time, holding down two jobs. People do not need student loans to get a higher education. They need a goal, a backbone, and the Lord in their lives. And they can make it without the heavy debts that I see choking other people our ages. And about gay marriages, they can have relationships, but marriages between a man and a wife for the purpose of living together, procreating, and having a woman and a man raise children. And we raised 32 of them.
Great job, Jim. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you have it. 32 kids. Probably not a lot of TV watching, just my thoughts. Phone numbers here, 580-5436. You got, it's before you had cable, I guess. Anyway, our top story here. What's that? Get back to the topic? Okay, fair enough. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday declined to take up the, I love how they were this, the hotly contested issue of gay marriage. A surprise move that will allow gay men and women to marry in five states where the bans were previously banned. Those include Virginia, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Indiana. Now we're looking at North Carolina, West Virginia, South Carolina. That's going to go over well there. Wyoming, Kansas, and Colorado. Now, the Ninth Circuit or the 11th Circuit hasn't decided Idaho's fate. And have you noticed there isn't one judge that is supposed to look at the will of the people and the law that has kept this ban intact? And what we're seeing here, folks, is nothing more than sheer political brilliance. By the way, don't be a stranger, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Now, I know a lot of people, you know, you're in shock, but this is what we call the shock therapy. Do you think that same-sex weddings should be held here in Idaho? Remember, when it got struck down, we had our local TV stations going, "Hey, everybody, we're here at the 8 County Courthouse. They've put on extra staffers for you because there's going to be a lot of people with pent-up marriage vows that need to be married." Then again, you take a look at the gay population, 1%, 2%, 3%. We've totally redefined our laws. From a legal point of view, and having gotten my degree by watching all three television shows of Law and Order, we've never seen anything like this in America, or maybe we've had. Well, maybe we have, where you have every state in the country passing these laws. In fact, when gay marriage became legal in New York, they did it through the legislature. They didn't do it through the will of the people. And you look at Idaho, where you have, what is it, 63% of the people voting said, "We want a constitutional amendment protecting marriage." And I can remember living in Pittsburgh, working in Pittsburgh, and God rest his soul, the guy that gave me the nickname Gay Millie, debating me all the time about the gay movement. And I said, "Look, you're going to have to get a constitutional amendment, not just a state one." He goes, No, it'll never happen." Well, we've seen it. What the Democrats have done, what the progressives have done, what the gay rights movement has done is they've, A, not made this a social issue, but made it a civil rights issue, number one. Number two, what they've done is they've taken a page out of the Karl Rove handbook and challenged, because they got this from the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, "Well, we're going to leave it up to the states." And then they challenged every state constitutional ban. And it didn't matter if you had two people, like in North Dakota or South Dakota, or four people, or maybe even up to six people in the state of Idaho, those laws are gone. Now, is marriage from a religious point of view, a secular institutional view, so restrained, so confined, that this law needed to be overturned? And as I've said before, I know you're shocked. I know you're shocked. What are the standards? Heck, you've got that goof in Utah now living in Las Vegas, Cody and the women, suing Utah, and he got some crazy wacko judge to agree with him, saying that polygamy should be legal. Polygamy. Heck, we fought the West over polygamy. Number one. Number two, marriage can be anything you call it now, correct? 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and here's a song that'll never be heard of again.
"Ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies."
Not so much anymore, Tone.
"This ain't the 80s. We ain't down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men."
And thank you very much for adding that. Let's go to Pro-Life, who we've been asking to call in all morning long. Now, I guess it's true that you don't listen all the time, is it?
Well, I can't all the time, but...
You know, you tell me you listen all the time. I asked you to call in at 6 in the morning. Where were you?
I was sleeping this morning.
Yeah, well, you don't need to be sleeping. You need to be picking the fields and listening to the radio there, buckaroo.
I know. You're right about that. Well, anyway...
Well, hold on. Before we get to the top story of the day, if you were listening at 6, I wanted your first-hand account about the big debate with you, Mr. Belukoff, Mr. Bujak, and Governor Otter.
Well...
What happened?
Well, it was a good debate. And
a good debate meaning everybody piled on the governor?
Well, yeah, they did pile on the governor. And they started off just blasting him right off the bat. You know, in their opening statement, they weren't talking about themselves. They were talking about how bad the governor was. And actually, there was four of us on the stage, and three of them are socialists, and they were all arguing who is the most efficient socialist. And I said that. And
how'd that go over?
It went over pretty good with the crowd. The crowd thought that...
So you were pandering to the crowd?
No, I was just telling the truth, because they are.
Your truth?
Yeah, right, my truth. But But the truth is, well, hey, judges determine truth. You know, if the judges say that we don't have gravity anymore, well, then I guess we don't, right?
Apparently, if you listen to the Supreme Court now.
Yeah, now, see, that's the problem. It's our legal system. It needs to be totally redone because the people aren't involved. You go to law school, and then you make the decisions for all the people in the United States, whatever, and that is totally wrong. And so that's where we're at, because none of the attorneys are going to stand against the system, not one of them, because they're afraid they'll lose their license to practice law.
Well, what do you make of the Supreme Court saying, we're not going to hear this case, na-na-na-na-na?
Yeah, well, what the Supreme Court is doing is waiting until there's more people not going to reject them. They're sensitive to rejection, and they should, and they ought to be impeached. You know, Congress can impeach any judge, and they're not doing it.
Well, so, what does it say about the will of the people that has, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, what you say, or anything else, you just get a judge to throw it out.
Yeah, exactly. But the problem is the people. The people are corrupt, and they don't care. I mean, you know, I go out campaigning, and people, they don't know who I am. They don't even, that's good. They kind of know who their governor is. But the other candidates, they don't know who those guys are. And they're not paying attention.
When's the next debate?
It's over in Idaho Falls. It's the City Club. But they're only going to let the Democrat and the Republican in because they're a fascist debate group.
Well, I thought the governor was going to make sure that you're in like he did with during the primary.
No, only when there's government money, public television, see, they take tax money. So the governor will hopefully say everybody on the ballot gets in the debate.
Well, we expect more from you in the coverage. I'm still disappointed you didn't call in at 6:05.
Well, hey, how about if I call in at 6:06 tomorrow?
We'll be waiting for you, brother.
Okay.
Thank you, Pro-Life.
Hey, bye.
You're right. We need to get Pro-Life on. Equal time for everybody. 849 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
Don Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
.55, Kevin Miller in the morning. How do you measure someone's life? There we have the music that will live forever. National, international star Paul Revere, who has left us and left behind a great musical tradition that will never be replicated here in Idaho. Born in 1938, died at the age of 76 after battling brain cancer. For 18 months, dressed up in the revolutionary gear. They were the American response to the British invasion. They played with the Righteous Brothers more than 1,000 times in Vegas and had a chance to appear several times with Dick Clark, American Bandstand. In fact, they did some television there. And here we have this Treasure Valley treasure that a lot of people like you knew. Always gave to good causes. When friends were in need, he was there. Well into his 70s. Incredible. You know, too many times in life we look at things and look at people and we don't appreciate them until they're gone. And those lessons are always lost, right? Joining us now to discuss, his great friend, Dave Ferdinand, joins us discussing Paul Revere. In fact, I learned of his death by David Ferdinand on Facebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Paul Revere was a great guy.
Well, what are your memories of him and how will you miss him?
You know, The old days of KFXT radio, KFXT was the only rock and roller in the area. It happened to be on the same frequency KIDO is on right now. And that was Revere's way of getting his music out. He traveled to every radio station in the nation and visited with disc jockeys. And what a tremendous guy. But, you know, it goes back to the IOOF Hall in Caldwell. I'm sure a lot of your listeners remember him playing in Kona and all over the place. And then, of course, the Louie Louie song you guys have been playing this morning was one of the fun ones. And, of course, all the garage band guys always wanted to be one of the Raiders. And that was the fun time.
Indeed. When you take a look at his contributions to the area and to you, what will you remember?
Well, more than anything, I think I remember Revere helped us when we brought the Vietnam Moving Wall to town. He had a foundation that he had put together that really struck a chord with the Vietnam veterans. And he did a Ride to the Wall Foundation to really help the veterans. And that is still going. That's a strong organization, and they're still active with Larry Leisure and some various people that are in the Treasure Valley, Boise area. So, you'll remember all the great things that Revere did behind the scenes and keeping that band going all these years. And they're continuing to be out there with his son, Jamie. He's going to be, I think, leading the group. And it'll be a great tribute to a great man that really, being raised in Caldwell and touched the entire valley.
David Fernand, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
All right. 54 in Meridian. Good morning, Dave. 8:59, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Don't forget, keep it here. The next city. Can't tell you that. Can tell you when. Listen to Dave Ramsey for your chance to win the Tway Travel Getaway. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Meridian.